Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
I was browsing Reddit, like I do every day, chasing that sweet serotonin release from finding the dankest of content. I was cultivating my growing collection of Among Us memes, something I love sending to all my friends, even though they had long stopped responding to me. I think the problem was, I was sourcing them from easy-to-find places. The subreddits I browsed had thousands of members. What if one of my friends was there, sharing these hilarious memes before me? They were getting the chortle I deserved. My first solution was to browse by new. Very quickly, I found that the new page was a mindful of degeneracy. However, it gave me my best lead. There was a fresh meme that popped up. It was of Red Imposter. Ugh, I hate that guy, popping out of a vent. Instead of the usual punchlines you'd often see associated with this format, all he said was, "For better Among Us memes, go here." However, it wasn't a normal link. It took some searching, but I found out it was a link for the deep web. I started sweating. I'd heard about that place from reading many creepypastas on the subject, so I'm something of an expert in the field. I was going to DM the uploader for information, but as quickly as I caught the meme, the user was deleted for spam. Immediately, that's how I knew this was real. Luckily, I saved it in my Among Us folder. All I had to do was get on the deep web. It took several YouTube tutorials, but I eventually figured out how to get into the deep web with a secret shortcut I discovered. Pressing Ctrl-Shift-N in a new Chrome tab, I was browsing left and right, scanning for some coveted, rare, dank memes. I didn't really know how to navigate the pages, so I just clicked around randomly. But suddenly, a pop-up showed up. "Play PS5 games today, on your PC." "Hang on," I thought. "PS5 games? On my PC?" My mind was boggled by the idea. There had to be a catch. And there was. Below it was a contract. Something that would seal me into the cycle of this chase. I could walk away now, close everything, and go back to watching Corpse Husband live streams. Or I could continue and see how far this rabbit hole goes. Underneath was the text, "Click here to find out more." And once clicked, I was locked into the game. There were a list of rules. Each seemed simple, but I was cautious nonetheless. I had to download the file and run it. Step 1 sounded easy. However, there was a problem. PS5 game files would be rather huge, and I had no space on my computer, so I had to make room. I was worried that I didn't have time to filter out what to delete, so I hastily deleted the largest folder on my computer, my collection of Overwatch Footer SFM compilations. A single tear rolled down my cheek at the loss, but a smile turned on the corners of my mouth at the potential I could gain. The .exe file was small, and I quickly tried to run it, but I hit another snag. My free trial of AVG kept trying to block it from running. Every time, it'd quarantine the file and delete it. I was furious. I wasn't ready to give up. However, I couldn't stop AVG from doing this. So, I uninstalled AVG as fast as I could. Now, nothing was in the way for the .exe to run. I booted up the executable. And this is where things got crazy. All of my open programs shut down. All my files disappeared. All that remained was a window. It had a message for me. "Your files are now encrypted for protection. To get them back, I had to send a payment of £500 within a week, or they'd be deleted forever. I may have lost my Overwatch SFM compilations, but I'd be damned if I lost my Feetboy fempics." A sobering thought came to me. What if this was part of the trials? In a way, these were more rules. After the transaction, I was now £500 in the hole. Luckily, years ago, I bought a few hundred Bitcoin at $10 each and sold them when it hit 11, making a tidy profit. My computer returned to normal, and I was relieved that my Femboy folder would still be there. But I realized that because all my programs closed, the instructions for the PS5 games emulator was gone. I clicked around the deep web looking for it again, but because it randomly came up, I couldn't just find it. It seemed I was chosen, but wasn't good enough, and it left me, much like every girl I talked to. I tried the EXE again, but all it did was lock my computer over and over. After 5 more attempts and £2,500 in the hole, I eventually settled that this wasn't the solution. But if there's something the Wikipedia page for the sunk cost fallacy will tell you, is that I was in too deep to give up. I opened the deep web back up with a secret shortcut I discovered, pressing Ctrl-Shift-N, and clicked on every link I could find, regardless of what it was. I found sites the higher hitmen made out of drugs, pictures of bitcoins, information on the next pandemic. I was nearing the back pages of the internet when something jumped up at me. Another pop-up, another chance. I started to sweat. Hands trembling, I opened the page, apprehensive of what the new rules would demand. The promise was less than before, possibly a punishment for my previous transgressions. If I succeeded, I could possibly win a free iPad. I just had to accept the conditions. I clicked through, not even contemplating any negatives, and was instantly taken to a page of white boxes. It seemed these were mini riddles. Each one had to be filled in, with only a small prompt for each answer on the left. I had one chance, and I didn't want to screw up again. So I concentrated as hard as I could. The first riddle was simple. The prompt was name. Easy. I put my name in and moved on to the next. First line of address? Easy again. The second line? Town, postcode, county, then country? All too easy. It seemed I was being tested, because after this string of easy answers, was the numbers riddle. All it said was CC, and the answer was a 16-digit number. This stumped me for a while. I couldn't just guess. To guess a 16-digit number would be harder than winning the lottery. However, I still had my wallet out from the EXE fiasco from earlier, and was struck with divine inspiration. CC. Credit card. This held a 16-digit number on the front. Excited, I filled it in. Next, expiry. Well, now that I had the key for the riddle, this was easy too. The hardest one was similar to that part in Metal Gear Solid 1 where you had to find Meryl's codec number on the back of the CD case. But in this case, I had to find the 3-digit code on the back of my card. How genius! Once all the tasks were complete, and I was happy with my answers, I submitted them. All I was left with was a thank you message, and the window closed. I waited a bit to see if anything would happen. Nothing else came up. My phone buzzed with calls, but they were only from my bank about something to do with my card. No idea what it was about, so I just hung up. After all this, my heart was broken. I followed every instruction to the T, just like they do in all those rule stories on No Sleep that totally aren't repetitive. Yet, I couldn't get the PS5 games emulator to work, nor did I hear about the free iPad. There is a silver lining, though. While looking for the Among Us memes I was previously here for, I got some news that picked up my spirits. Apparently, there are some hot singles in my area.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure, startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.